have broken bread together and spoken of the love of God.
主，我们已经一同拨开了你生命的饼，我们也要一同来述说你的慈爱。
And because of your great love for us, we have responded back with worship.
因着你极大的爱，我们愿意用敬拜来回应你。
And now, because of the love of God, we read your precious word.
如今也是因着你的爱，我们要一同来读你宝贵的话。
Oh, we thank you for such a boundless subject.
实在你的话语给我们这样无限的奥秘。
You're such a great God.
告诉我们你是何等伟大的神。
And your name is love. Help us to experience more fully the love of God. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'd like for us to turn to a few verses in John chapter
13.
We all know the Gospel of John speaks to sinners. By many signs and many proofs, Jesus is seen to be a Savior. But when we come to chapter
13,
there's a new subject here. These are words only for Christians. In John 13 through 16, we enter into holy ground. And even though John is a gospel, these chapters are not for unbelievers. Unbelievers can read these words, but only believers can touch them. So we find in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, starts a whole new segment. And we want to spend some time, God willing, there this morning. You'll see the change of direction immediately in verse 1 of John chapter
13.
Now this morning, because we're talking of the love of God, I'm using a New Testament translation called the Passion Version of the New Testament. You see, this is our problem. Passion. Verse 1. Jesus knew that the night before Passover would be his last night on earth before leaving this world to return to the Father's side. All throughout his time with his disciples, Jesus had demonstrated a deep and tender love for them, and now he longed to show them the full measure of his love.
第一节，逾越节以前。 耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。So
how did he show the full measure of his love?
那如何来彰显表明他完全的爱呢？
We read verses 3 through 5.
我们读3到5节。
Now Jesus was fully aware that the Father had placed all things under his control, for he had come from God and was about to go back to be with him. So he got up from the meal and took off his outer robe, took a towel, wrapped it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' dirty feet and dry them with his towel.
第三节，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。 就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
And then down to verses 34 through 36.
然后35节。
So I give you now a new commandment. Love each other just as much as I have loved you. For when you demonstrate the same love I have for you by loving one another, everyone will know that you're my true disciple.
34节。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Now our brothers for a season have felt that we should emphasize this matter of the love of God.
那弟兄们在交通里也觉得我们这一段的时间应可以来交通这个题目，就是神的爱。
It's very interesting that there's been a new development in among Bible scholars in relation to this matter of love.
那也很特别的是，最近一些读圣经的人也发现了一些关于圣经里面关于神的爱的一些新的一些部分。
The Jewish scholars have gotten together with the Christian scholars.
这些犹太的学者和一些基督徒的学者，他们在一起。
To look at this very common word, love.
他们一同来看这个好像很平常的字，爱。
In Hebrew, it's ahav.
在希伯来文叫做 ahav.
And of course, in Greek, it's agape.
那在希腊文是 agape.
Now, the reason the scholars have been looking at this
那学者们之所以要看这个字
is that they have almost, as it were, rediscovered a missing component in this love of God.
那好像就是他们发现了一个好像被失落的神的爱的一部分。
Because both in Judaism and in Christianity, love has become a doctrine rather than an experience.
就是不论是在犹太教里面还是在基督徒领当中，爱逐渐的变成一个教条，而不是一个经历。
That is to say, people know a lot about the love of God in their mind.
换句话说，人知道很多，在头脑里面知道很多神的爱。
But many times, even believers. Must say that they're very poor when it comes to actually experiencing the depth of his love.
但是就着信徒来说，很多时候他们来明白神的爱的这个深度的时候，却又是那样的贫穷。
If you're a young if you're a young Jewish boy or girl,
如果你是一个犹太人的小孩。
You must memorize in Hebrew Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6.
那你就需要背诵这个《生命记》的第六章四到六节。
And this is what Jesus called the greatest commandment.
那里也是主耶稣称作最大的诫命的一段。
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
你们要爱你啊，你们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你们的神。
With all thy heart.
尽心
all thy soul,
尽性
all thy strength,
尽力
That's the original in the Hebrew.
这就是希伯来文这么说
And of course we know, if you have some Jewish friends who are true believers,
那如果你有一些犹太的朋友，并且他们是信徒的话
there's a quality of their love that is often missing among Christians.
他们就有一种他们的爱常常有一个爱的特质是基督徒所缺乏的。
And what is that quality?
这个特质是什么呢？就是有那个热情。
If you know Jewish believers who believe in Jesus the Messiah,
如果你认识一些犹太人，他们是信耶稣的。
They are very passionate believers.
他们是很有热情的基督徒。
Not at all cerebral.
不是那些只是理智上的。
Love is not intellectual.
不是一个理知识上的。
Of course, there's much to know of the love of God.
当然，知识上我们有很多需要明白神的爱的。
So when it says we're to love the Lord our God with all of our soul, that includes our mind and our intellect.
所以当这里说你要尽心爱属那个神的时候，当然也包括我们的思维。
So how do I know you love the Lord?
我怎么知道你爱神呢？
Because you read the Bible.
因为你读圣经。
You see, because you want to know.
因着。
You love him with your knowledge.
因着就是你愿意更多的认识他，你要用你的知识爱他。
But if we don't first love the Lord with all our heart, something is missing.
但是如果你不是首先用你的心来爱神的话，有一些东西就缺失了。
Now many Christians have been saved by believing that Jesus died for them.
许多基督徒他们得救是因着你相信耶稣为我们而死。
They know very well John 3:16.
都很清楚约翰福音三章十六节
And they know, how do I know God loves me?
他们也可以说我怎么知道神爱我呢
Because he sent Jesus to die on the cross for me.
因为他 使耶稣在十字架上为我而死。
Now that can be intellectual knowledge.
但是这也可能只停留在知识的层面上。
But if you're born again,
但如果你是重生，
it's something you believe in your heart.
你就在你心里也相信。
Right? What does Paul say in Romans chapter 10?
保罗在罗马书第十章那里怎么说呢？
If you believe in your heart, Jesus is Lord.
如果你在心里信耶稣为主，
you shall be saved.
你就要得救。
Right? If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord,
如果你口里承认耶稣是为主，
and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead,
心里信神叫他从死里复活，
you shall be saved,
就必得救。
Now, many Christians are indeed Christians,
许多基督徒，是的，他们是基督徒，
but they're heartless Christians.
但他们的心还没有像基督徒，还没不是基督徒。
All this agape is mental knowledge.
因为这个爱还留在头脑里面。
But God wants to capture our heart.
但神愿意得着我们的心。
That's the center of our inner being.
因为心是我们人最中心的一部分。
And it is life transforming when this heart is touched.
并且我们的生命如何改变，唯有我们的心被摸着。
Now, for a long time, even into the 20th century, agape as a Greek word was talked about self-giving love.
那就是到今天这个希腊字 agape 都被认为是一种你把自己给出来的爱。
Now, is that true?
这是如此吗？
Absolutely.
是的。
Self-giving love is when God gave himself away through his son to die on the cross for us.
用着神的来说，以神的爱来说，就是他把他自己的爱子给出来。
But in some of our translations, it almost seems like this is kind of a self-giving love that has no emotions tied to it.
但是有时候我们读的时候会以为，是的，他把自己给出来，但好像在其中没有一些情感的附加。
It's as if in John 3:16 we took out the word so, and we just say God loved the world and gave his only begotten son. But no, no, God so loved the world. There's an emotion element.
但就像我们读约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，但其实在这里有个是可以说神如此的爱世人，因为这是有个程度在那里。
Yeah, 如此 I like that. Because you see, with God, his love is passion.
因为神的爱也是满了这个热情的。
Now that's why God wrestles with you.
所以神也在这里与你摔跤。
You remember when God wrestled with Jacob?
我们记得神与雅各摔跤。
He didn't say, Jacob, let's sit down and have a talk.
他不是对雅各说，我们坐下来谈一谈。
No, God grabbed Jacob.
不是的，神就在那里抓住雅各。
That's God's love.
这就是神的爱。
Have you ever been grabbed by God?
你是否也曾经被神这样抓住过呢？
Has he ever wrestled with you?
他是否与你摔跤过呢？
You experienced God's love.
这样你就经历了他的爱。
That's why it says in the Bible.
所以圣经说，
From everlasting,Jacob, I have loved.
所以神对雅各说，我以永远的爱爱你，雅各。
So I just want to share something of this experience of the passion of God.
我就想分享关于这个神的爱里面的热情的一个经历。
He is not just some almighty power in the sky.
他不仅是一位，是的，他是全能的，但他不只是在天上的一个全能的神。
Even though God has no fleshly form, he is full of love.
虽然他没有一个有形的形体，但是神他是满了爱。
So the Passion Translation was written in light of this recent theological new discovery.
所以弟兄他就读了这个新的这个翻译版本，就是一个热情的满了热情的一个翻译。
And the translation is pretty good. I mean, it stays pretty close to, you know, a good version.
那我读了，我觉得这个翻译确实不错。
But one of the things that always does is it adds the word passion. So he doesn't just say love, he says passionate love.
那他像，我觉得他对原意也是正确，但是他有时候像爱，他不用爱，而是说热情的这个爱。
Now, do you have a word for passion?
看到。
I know he's still single, I don't know how much he knows. Okay. Now, last time I began to talk on the love of God.
所以我上次已经讲过关于神的爱。
I wonder how much you remember.
我不知道你还记得多少。
Probably 2%.
可能只有2%了。
But we started out and we want to look again in the Gospel of John.
那我们这次一同来读约翰福音，再一次的来看这个题目。
Now why do we pick the Gospel of John for our entry level love of God?
为什么我选了约翰福音来做我们关于神的爱的这个基础教材呢？
Because John was the disciple whom Jesus passionately loved.
你们都知道约翰是耶稣所爱、所热情的爱着的那个门徒。
And he writes his gospel, maybe he's almost 90 years old.
他写福音书的时候可能已经90多岁了。
I used to think 90 years old was really old.
我以前都想，你如果活到90岁，就真的是很老了。
But I'm getting closer.
但我现在也快到90岁了。
But John has known the wrestling love of God for many, many years.
那约翰他在他的年岁里面也知道神如何用摔跤，有这样与他摔跤的爱。
Now, do you think John has now become a theological scholar and he wants you to know more head knowledge?
你想这时候的约翰，他是已经成为好像一个神学家一样，要把一些知识给你吗？
The reason he's writing his gospel is because Christians have too much head knowledge.
但其实他写这本福音书呢，是因为这当时的基督徒有太多的头脑里的知识。
And so John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, writes this gospel.
所以耶稣所爱的那个门徒就是约翰，他就写下了这本福音书。
Now,You see, when we talk about the love of God, it's impossible to talk about it because it's something that has to be experienced.
我们要讲神的爱这个题目其实是很难的，因为这其实是一个经历。
You know, the problem is we have to experience God's love first before we can love.
因此我们需要自己先经历这个神的爱，我们之后才能够来讲它。
Now let me qualify that.
让我再说。
All men can love.
都可以爱。
All women can love.
所有的男人，所有的女人。
Whether you're saved or not saved.
无论你是得救的，不得，还没有得救的。
But it's always a selfish love.
但那里是有一个自私的爱。
And it's always a conditional love.
并且是一个有条件的爱。
How many kids have you heard on the playground said, I don't love you anymore?I don't think mommies will ever say that to their child.
但是母亲不会这么对那个小孩说。
But how often does the child say to the mommy?
但是小孩常常这样对妈妈说。
I don't love you anymore.
我不要再喜欢你了。
We have a very selfish love.
因此我们都有个自私的爱。
As a matter of fact, because we're fallen and sinners, that's all we can do.
因此我们都是堕落的罪人。
Even when we meet a girlfriend, we say, Oh, I love you.
就是当我们碰到一个女朋友的时候，我们跟她说我爱你。
It's a very selfish I love you.
但其实这也是一个很自私的我爱你。
This means I love you, I want you.
就是乃是说我爱你是因为我想得到你。
Not I love you, so I give myself completely to you.
而不是说我爱你，乃是我把自己完全的给你。
Well, now, see, that's agape.
这就如果是这样，这就是一个属神的爱。
So we can't do this self-giving love.
我们不能做这个把自己给出去的爱。
Until.
直到。
We experience.
我们自己先经历了。
So you all know in 1 John, what does he say?
所以在约翰一书那里怎么说?
We love because fill in the blank.
我们爱是因着什么?
First.
因着首先。
We love because he first loved us.
我们爱是因神先爱我们。
Now that's the word agape.
这就是神的爱。
That means you and I, we can't love.
这也想到我们自己不能有这个。
We make deals with our wife, and if you do this, I'll do then you do this, and I'll. That's condition.
我们有时候就是像与我们的妻子说，你做这个我就做这个，这其实都是有条件的。
But one day we met somebody.
但有一天我们碰到
unconditional love.
那个无条件的爱。
And it changed us.
就改变了我们。
And for the first time, we developed a very small capacity to agape brothers and sisters.
从那里我们就开始虽然只是很小的一点这种属神的爱也是对着弟兄姊妹们的爱。
Now the more we experience his agape, the more we are able to agape.
我们更多的经历属神的爱我们也更多的能够给出这个属神的爱。
Because Paul and Peter and other writers make it very clear, we can agape one another.
不论是保罗彼得都告诉我们我们自己不能有这个属神的爱。
We just read it.
我们也刚刚读过。
Jesus says, a new commandment I give you that you agape one another.
主耶稣在那里说我给你们一条新命令你们要彼此相爱并且是属神的爱。
Now that, up to that time, What did the Jews have the two greatest commandments?
但那时候, 犹太人他们最大的两条诫命是什么呢?
Jesus called them the mega commandments. In the Greek, it's mega commandments.
那主耶稣他希腊文就说这是最大的诫命。
You remember one time, somebody said to Jesus, what's the greatest command?
因为有人, 我们记得有人问主耶稣说, 什么是最大的诫命?
Jesus said, here's the mega commandment.
他说这是最大的诫命。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and love your neighbor as yourself.
就是尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神并且爱人如己。
Now, this, if you're good, you'll try to do.
那如果你是一个好人,你就会试着要这么做。
But the Jews could not love with agape.
但其实就是那些犹太人,他们也不能用属神的爱来爱。
And sinners can't love with agape.
罪人也不能用属神的爱来爱。
But what do they love with?
那他们是用什么爱呢?
It's my duty.
对犹太人来说就是这是我的责任。
I am God's child by covenant, the Jew says.
犹太人就说,因着我是神的儿女,我们就理当,这是我们的责任来这么做。
So by my willpower, I will love my God.
所以我就用我的这个意志,我一定要这样子来爱神。
I will serve my God.
我要这样的来服侍神。
But you see, without agape, self-giving love is not there.
但是这不是属神的爱,那个
So, see, so when we look around this world,
我们看这个世界,
it's a very loveless world. Because they've never experienced this love from God. Now, there's two problems with this. First of all,
第一,
from the very beginning,
从起初,
Satan has lied about who God is.
撒旦就撒了一个谎,
and guess what? You believe that lie.
但发生了什么?
From the Garden of Eden,
从伊甸园开始,
the devil's been saying, God's not so good.
撒旦就在那里说,
and even if you're you believe in an almighty God, you might fear him, but I don't think you love him.
你可能会畏惧他,
Most people who believe in a God, what kind of God do they believe in?
许多人也都信有个神, 但是是什么样的神呢?
Ooh, he's kind of mean.
他是一个很吝啬的神,
very holy.
老是很圣洁,
and you know how bad your dad was? You could never do what was right? God is even worse. When you grew up, your father said, that's not good enough. You can do better.
就像有时候你的家中,你的父亲常会可能会对你说,你做得还不够好。
That's the way God is.
然后你就以为神也是这样。
You can do better.
你可以做,你怎么没有做得更好?
I know you did that, but I'm not going to smile at you because you can do better.
你虽然有一些成就,但是我不会对你微笑,因为你还可以做得更好。
Many children grow up wanting to please their daddy.
许多的孩童,他们成长的过程中都想要讨这个父亲的喜悦。
And so that's what people think God's like.
那这样他们就以为神也是如此。
Are you really going to like this God?
你是否会真的喜欢这样的神?
And every time you hear about God being mean, or there being a disaster, or there being an earthquake, you say, why did God allow that?
那有时候,你也觉得,就很多人都觉得神是个很吝啬他爱的神,你看到有一些灾难,有些地震,你就说,哎,神难道,神就是不爱他们?
Is that what God's really like?
但这是否是神真实的所事?
Oh, but there's a second problem.
然后这还有第二个问题,
and here it is.
就是,
because you and I think we are good.
就是你和我都觉得我们自己是好的。
Now, how many of you think you're good?
有多少人觉得自己是好的?
You know that was a trick question, so nobody said, oh, me.
这里大家都知道这是一个问,在教会这是一个,你不能举手来说。
We actually think we're pretty good.
但其实你里面可能觉得我其实就是不错。
And so, you guess what? We try to love.
所以那会发生什么呢? 就是我们会试着要这样去爱。
And we even think we're doing a good job of loving.
并且我们以为我们自己也在爱这件事情上做得很好。
But we can only love with selfish love.
但其实我们还是用我们自私的爱来爱。
You know, all the way back in 1964, that's when I got saved. So how many years ago is that? 60 years ago.
这已经是60年前了。
You know, my father was a psychiatrist.
我的父亲是一个心理医生。
And he got saved also 60 years ago.
他也是在60年前得救的。
Maybe 4 months after I got saved, he got saved. And also my mother got saved, my brother got saved, my sister got saved, my whole family got saved.
那之后我的母亲得救了, 我的兄弟得救了, 我的姊妹得救了,
and when I saw my father after he got saved,
那之后我看到我父亲, 就是他得救之后,
he made the most amazing statement. He said, Dana, I dedicated my life to be a psychiatrist to help others.
他说, Dana, 我已经决定把我的生命奉献给主来做一个心理医生。
I dedicated my life as a psychiatrist to help others.
我愿意我把我这个职业乃是为了来帮助别人。
But it was 100% selfish. My caring for them was 100% selfish.
我之前愿意我来做这个心理医生帮助别人，但其实这是一个自还是自私的。Now
in my heart, I feel something wanting to help them.
但是如今，从我心里有一个感动，是我愿意来帮助他们。He
had discovered agape love.
就在那里，他发现了一个属神的爱。The
same psychiatrist.
他是同样的一位心理医生。But
a different heart.
但是他的心改变了。Because
he had experienced God's love. He says, I'm no longer a psychiatrist. I'm God's helper.
我是神来的,
and he had many testimonies of people with mental problems who were healed and helped by his prayers, his reading scripture to them, and talking to them.
那之后他有很多的见证, 他帮助了那一些在精神上有问题的人, 乃是借着他的祷告, 借着他读经给他们。
You see, love, the love agape is like a language.
所以这个属神的爱好像是一种语言一样。
Now could you imagine? Now here's a child growing up.
你可以想象这里有一位小孩在长大。
And here's a mom and dad.
这里父亲母亲。
But they never talk in front of the child.
他们如果从来不在这个小孩的面前谈话。
And the child thus can't go to school.
然后这个小孩他就去不了学校。
Now what does the child develop?
那这个小孩他会成长成什么样呢?
His own language. How do you know if he's hungry?
你怎么知道他饿了呢?
Ah!
他可能就只有这样的叫一叫。Does
he want some orange juice?
如果他想喝橙汁,
ah, ah, ah. He develops his own language.
这个小孩就有一套他自己的语言了。
But it's not agape language.
但这就,
unless God teaches us love language,
除非神把他的爱教导他,
how can we love?
我们如何能够这样来呢?
How can we communicate?
我们如何能交通呢?
Unless he can teach us the love language.
除非他自己先把他爱的语言教导了我们。
And so, the Gospel of John, John sticks in a love word.
所以约翰就在这里把爱的语言放在这里。Now
what's that word?
这个语言是什么?
Logos.
就是神的道。The
love word became flesh.
就是
and dwelt among.
道成了肉身，这也是一个爱的道。 成了肉身也住在我们当中。
We beheld the glory of God.
我们看到神的荣耀。
Full of grace and truth.
满有恩典与真理。
And when we saw Jesus dying on the cross, we learned the love language.
当我们看到主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候, 我们就读到了这个爱的语言。
And God began to capture us.
然后神也开始抓住我们。
So the Gospel of John is a record.
所以约翰福音是一本记录。
Of God's love. Now last time I shared something, I don't know if you remember.
上次我分享了，可能大家都不记得了。The
Gospel of John takes evangelism from the eternal point of view.
约翰乃是用一个永远的这个角度来向我们传福音。And
it shows us
他告诉我们,
how God saves people.
神是如何的拯救世人。Now
how does he save people?
他如何的拯救世人呢?
Well, he did it by Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his blood for us.
那是借着耶稣在十字架上为我们流血而做成的。And
many of us accepted Christ because we know he died on the cross and shed his blood for us.
我们得救也是因着我们相信耶稣在十字架上为我们流血。But
John wants us to sense the passion of the love of God.
但约翰愿意我们感受到这其中神的爱的这个热情。
Because he wants us to see, because we can't understand. How do you define love of God?
因为他愿意我们看到我们那个不能够来无法明白的那个神的爱。
Well, It's very hard to define.
因为这实在是很难定义。
So what John says is that the passionate word became flesh and dwelt among us.
对于汉这里就告诉我们, 那个充满热情的爱的道成了肉身与我们同住。
And we beheld his glory.
我们看到他的荣耀。
Now how do you define glory?
你怎么定义荣耀呢?
It's also impossible.
这也是不可能的事。
What? Full of grace and truth.
它就是说充满的有恩典有真理。
Now that we can understand.
这我们可以明白。
So we have all of these personal interviews where Jesus comes alongside of somebody and offers them grace.
所以我们就听过很多的见证，如何的神与人同住同行，然后把这个恩典显出来给那个人。
Now what is grace?
什么是恩典呢?
It's love made practical.
就是这个爱成了一个我们可以感受的具体的事。
Right? So we remember, Jesus came and had a love interview with the woman at the well.
那我们记得，比如说主耶稣来到地上，他跟那个打水的那个妇人有一个交谈。
Now did that woman know how to love?
那个妇人知道怎么爱吗?
Well, I think she'd already tried it 5 or 6 times.
她可能已经试了5、6次了。
How's that working?
那结果如何呢?
But then Jesus comes and says, I overlook who you are because I have some water of life to give you.
主耶稣来就对那个妇人说，我越过你的琐事来看你，乃是我要把一个活水来给你。
This is God's life. I want to give it to you. If you'll only ask.
如果你，我愿意把这个活水给你，如果你求的话。
Now that woman had met many men before, but she never met somebody like this.
那个妇人她已经碰到过许多人，但是她从来没有碰到一位像这样的。
Jesus offered her eternal life and forgiveness.
耶稣给她的是永远的生命以及那个赦罪之恩。
And she experienced the love of God.
在那里她就经历神的爱。
And she ran into town to tell everybody.
然后她就跑到她的城里告诉了所有的人。
But they had to come out and see because they heard about the love, but they had this experience it themselves.
但是那些城里的人，他们也要跑出来看，因为他们只是听到，他们还没有亲眼经历，亲自经历这个爱。
Or in John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
The grace of God came next to that man who'd been crippled for 38 years.
神的爱也来到了那一位已经瘸了病了38年的人。
They've been trying to get into the pool when the waters were stirred to be healed.
他一直试着，如果这个水被搅动，他要进到那个池子里面。
He was a sinner with no chance.
但是他是个罪人，毫无机会。
Jesus came along.
主耶稣来到他那里。
He said, "Pick up your bed.
起来，拿你的褥子走吧。
Now go and sin no more.
去吧，不要再犯罪。
He gave to this man grace. That he might not be able to explain the love of God, but he could see the grace because Jesus personally offered it to him. And then there's that woman who was caught in adultery in the beginning of John chapter 8.
然后约翰福音第八章那里，我们看到那个行淫被抓的妇人。Now
everybody wanted to stone her.
所有人都想拿石头打她。That's
how they were going to show their love.
他们还以为这样是显出他们的爱。But
Jesus came along.
但是耶稣来了。And
said, "Neither do I condemn you."
说我也不定你的罪。Go
and sin no more.
去，不要再犯罪。And
she experienced unconditional love.
她就在那里经历了这个无条件的爱。Forgiveness. 这个赦罪之恩。A
new chance.
一个新的开始。A
new life.
一个新的生命。But
Jesus doesn't give us the love of God like impersonally.
所以神给我们的爱不是一个好像与你这个人无关的爱。He
comes near to us.
他是来到你的身边。And
gives us.
把他的一切给你。Grace. 他的恩典。
We always sing about grace, right? Amazing grace. We may not be able to define, and we just sang the song about the love of God. It's bigger than the ocean.
如果我们唱关于神的爱的诗歌，像刚才那一首说，他的爱比这个海洋还大。But
grace, that we have touched.
但是如果我们唱恩典，我们就知道我是摸过那个恩典的。But
John The disciple whom Jesus loves said, he also showed us love in another way.
但约翰,这神所爱,耶稣所爱的门徒也告诉我们爱的另一个角度。
Now what way was that?
这条道路是什么呢?
He showed us the truth.
就是他把真理启示给我们。
Now you know, if somebody loves you, you want them to tell you the truth.
如果有人爱你, 你也愿意他把真理真实地告诉你。
I mean, you know, if you've got cancer,
如果你得了癌症,
you want your relatives and the doctor to tell you the truth.
你愿意你的亲人, 你愿意那个医生把真相告诉你。
That's how you love somebody.
这是你爱一个人的方式。
You don't lie to somebody.
你爱一个人, 你不会向他撒谎。
Tell them the truth.
而是把真理告诉他。
Because even though we're sinners, we want to know the truth.
我们就是罪人, 也愿意知道那个真理。
So he shared the glory of God when we came into flesh, full of grace and truth.
所以这里告诉我们,那道成了肉身,充满满的有恩典,有真理。
Now God is light.
神是光,
but how do you define that?
你怎么定义这个呢?
Wow, God is light. Well, yeah, that's it.
你说,神是光,但是是什么呢?
Oh, but I can understand truth. See, that comes out of his light.
但是我们能够明白这个光里出来的真理。
So Jesus came down and explained love and light in terms of grace and truth.
所以神,他耶稣来,他就把神的这个爱和光启示给我们借着恩典和真理。Don't
you want to know the truth?
你不愿意明白真理吗?
If somebody says they love you,
如果有人说他爱你,
sometimes you say, really?
你可能说真的吗?
I want to know the truth.
我要知道真相是什么?
Because sometimes it looks like you love football more than me.
因为你有时候可能会对他说, 我觉得你爱那个橄榄球比爱我还多。
The truth is an expression of love.
这个真实或者真理也是这个爱的表达。
Remember how Nicodemus came? I want to know about the kingdom of God.
我们记得尼哥底母来说,我愿意知道神的国。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣对他说什么?
Let me tell you the truth.
我对你告诉你这个真理。
You're a sinner that needs to be born again.
就是你是个罪人需要重生。
Nobody ever told Nicodemus he was a sinner.
从来没有人对尼哥底母说你是个罪人。
First of all, he had his special Pharisee suit on.
首先他可能穿着那个法利赛人特有的衣服,
and he knew the Bible,
他也知道圣经,
and he knew how to pray great long Chinese prayers.
他也知道怎么祷告那个很长的那种像中国式的祷告。
But Jesus says, I think you need to know the truth.
但是耶稣对他说, 你要知道那个真理。
You're a sinner.
你是个罪人。
Unless you're born again,
你若不重生,
you can't know the kingdom of God. Now that's the truth.
你不能够知道神的国, 这就是真理。
Oh, you can study about the kingdom of God, but you can't know the kingdom of God.
你可以读那些关于神的国的知识, 但你不能真知道这个神的国。
And that was grace to Nicodemus.
这对于尼哥底母来说, 就是恩典。
Because we know by the end of the Gospel of John, he's saved.
因为我们读到约翰福音的末了, 我们就知道尼哥底母他得救。
Yeah. So we had this Gospel meeting yesterday. Maurice preached the truth. Now, you know, there's people who came who maybe they don't know the Lord.
那这些来的人可能他们还不认识主。
And I remember even when I was a sinner.
我也记得当我还是罪人的时候。
But I wanted to know the truth.
因为我也愿意知道那个真理。
So they sang the truth, they testified the truth, they preached the truth. That's love. That's the love of God.
对,那些人在这里,在那里, 唱这个真理,传讲这个真理,这就是神的爱的彰显。Just
another example, of Jesus coming alongside, speaking the light.
这就是一个意思,耶稣来到我们的身边,来告诉,把这个光向我们讲述出来。Now
you remember in John chapter 9, the man who was born blind.
在约翰福音第九章那里,我们知道有个人生来是瞎眼的。He'd
never seen light.
他从来没有见着光。And
he was born that way. And what did the disciples say?
那门徒们说什么呢?
Who sinned, his parents or him?
门徒们就说, 谁犯的罪, 是他还是他的父母呢?
And probably Peter on one side said, no, it must be him. And John said, no, no, it must be his parents.
那可能你会想象, 彼得在一边说, 哦, 一定是他这个人, 约翰在那一边说, 是他的父母。
Jesus says, he put some mud on his eyes. And he said, let there be light.
但耶稣在那里用泥抹一些泥在他的眼睛上又说愿就说要有光。
He came back seeing.
然后他回来, 他就看见了,
but that's just the beginning of the story. John chapter 9 is a long story. You know what it's about?
约翰福音第九章是一个很长的故事,
the testimony of the blind man. Because he spoke the truth. And what did he say?
他说什么?
We have it in one of our famous gospel songs. I once was blind, but now I see.
从前我是瞎眼的,
so Jesus comes alongside.
所以耶稣来到他的身旁,
he shares grace and truth. And by this way, Jesus came to demonstrate God's love where we could experience it.
这样神, 耶稣就把神的爱彰显出来,
we have the wonderful verse in Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his love for us.
在罗马,
while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书5章8节那里, 他说, 神,
Romans 5:8. Now I like where our brother Jason started this morning talking about the house of God and the mount of God.
我很喜欢今天早晨, Jason弟兄在那里与我们分享, 这个神的山,神的家,
because the Gospel of John has like three phases to it. First, Jesus brings somebody into the outer court of the tabernacle.
就首先耶稣把人带进神殿的这个外院。
So what happens?
这里发生了什么呢?
A person is a sinner. They're outside of the house of God.
人本来是罪人, 他们在神的家的外面。
But an evangelist, like our powerful Maurice, says, come on in through the curtain, into the outer court.
但因为传道的人来, 像我们的Morris弟兄, 他就说你要进来。
What's in the outer court?
那在外院有什么呢?
The brazen altar.
在那里有铜祭坛,
where sacrifices are made.
在那里有献祭。
The evangelist says, Jesus, that's him, dying on the cross for you.
那传道的人就会告诉你, 就是耶稣为你而死。
Look at the side of the altar, that precious blood that was sprinkled.
你看那个祭坛那里有血洒在上面。
How do you see Jesus loves you?
你是否在那里看到耶稣爱你?
God made this sacrifice so you could come into the house of God.
神做了这个祭在那里,所以你如今可以进来。
And that's like the first stage in the Gospel of John.
这也是约翰福音的第一个阶段。
By salvation, people come into the house of God.
借着救恩,人进到神的家中。
John the Baptist stood there and said, look at that brazen altar. Oh, behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world.
施洗约翰就好像站在那里指着那个铜祭坛说, 看啊,神的羔羊除去人的罪恶,罪。
And so in the outer court, we join with the family of God.
在外院我们就进入了神的家。
We believe and find that God not only loves us, God is our Father.
那里我们就发现神不仅爱我们, 并且他是我们的父。
Now, you know, no religion talked about God being our passionate Father.
现在没有一个宗教会告诉你神是那位爱你的这么爱你的父亲。
For Jesus brought his disciples into the outer court.
所以耶稣也把他的门徒带到了这个外院。
He said, let me tell you about your Father.
说我向你们说你们的父。
And John says in his letter, little children, you know little children because they know their Father.
所以约翰在约翰一书里面也说, 小子们啊, 你们是知道神是你们的父。
You know, this God that we were afraid of all this time. It was a lie. This God loves us. This is our Father.
你们之前都听信了那个撒旦的谎言, 要惧怕这个神, 但其实这个神是爱你的父。
Jesus says, welcome into the Father's house.
所以耶稣就对他们说, 欢迎你们来进入这父的家。
I've gone to prepare a place for you.
我也预备好了地方为你们。
My Father's house.
这是我父的家,
welcome to my Father's house.
欢迎你们来到我父的家。
And oh, how Jesus showed the disciples how much he loved the Father.
并且耶稣也向他的门徒显出他是何等的爱他的父。
I think the disciples were probably afraid of God at first.
我想门徒们起初也是在那里惧怕神的。
They began to understand, who are you praying to, Jesus? Is that praying to Abba?
他们可能也问耶稣说, 你在祷告,向谁祷告呢? 耶稣就说, 我向阿爸父祷告。
He's a loving Father.
他是一个爱的父。
You remember, When Moses went up on the mountain,
你记得当摩西上那个山的时候,
to get the Ten Commandments,
要得着十条诫命,
the people down at the foot of the mountain, what did they say?
那些在山脚下的那个百姓,
they said, we're afraid to go up the mountain.
我们不敢上这个山,
you go up the mountain. Whatever he tells you, we'll do it. But then we don't want to hear from God. He's scary.
无论他向你说什么,我们都会遵行, 但我们自己不想听, 这太可怕了。
Moses went up the mountain.
摩西就上了山。
What did he discover?
他发现什么呢?
God passed by.
神在那里经过。
And he said, my name is Jehovah.
他说,我的名是耶和华。
And I am what?
然后说,我是。
Exodus 34, do you know what God said?
出埃及记34章神说什么呢?
This is a moment that changed Moses' life. I am compassion.
他说,我是那个爱,
I am forgiveness.
我是那个赦罪,
I am slow to anger. Slow to anger.
我不轻易发怒,
I am abundant in chesed mercy.
我满有慈爱,
Moses, that's who you are.
摩西,
we thought you were mean and scary and holy.
那些人说, 我们以为神你是那个圣洁又, 残酷的一个,
but God opened his heart. Moses experienced something, changed his life.
那摩西就经历到了,
now have you ever come to such an experience?
是否有这样的经历呢?
Are you still an outsider looking into the outer court?
你是否还在外面只是在那里看那个外院?
See, because here's what happens.
那这里所发生的,
that's just stage one.
这其实只是第一个阶段。
God wants to get us into the house of God as a family together.
神愿意我们进入他的家, 也成为他的家人。
And so he says, my father's prepared a house for you.
所以他说, 我的父的家中有预备地方给你们。
And in the house, there's only one rule. It's interesting in the Gospel of John, he only says there's one command.
在约翰福音也告诉我们只有一条诫命。
Not love God with all your heart, love your neighbors yourself.
爱神和爱人如己。
He's talking about love in the house of God.
其实就是讲到在神的家中的爱。
This is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you.
然后他说, 给你们要信诫命, 你们要彼此相爱, 因为我已经爱你们了。
Did you listen?
你听清楚吗?
First, you must experience His love.
首先你要经历他的爱,
and with that experience, you love one another.
借着这样的经历,你才能去爱别人。
Now, many Christians say, I know God loves me.
许多基督徒都说,我知道神爱我。
He died on the cross to save me.
因为他在十字架上拯救了我。
Now, when did you find that out?
那你在哪里发现这一点呢?
Oh, 10 years ago.
他说,哦,是十年前。
Oh, but did you experience God's love today?
但你是否今天经历他的爱?
No, not really.
Oh,
but I still believe what happened 10 years ago. Okay, well, that's good. That's important. Because the devil will try to tell you nothing happened 10 years ago. No, you know you were saved. But have you experienced the love of God today? Has he come alongside of you today? So he wants to bring the disciples into the house of God. And when Jesus is talking to them in the Gospel of John,
所以神, 耶稣在约翰福音对他的门徒说,
they still don't know.
那时候说的时候,
that by Jesus' death and resurrection, they have been made one.
但是到了耶稣死而复活之后,
so even at the Last Supper, Peter and James and John were arguing who should be the greatest.
因为我们记得即使到了最后的晚餐的时候, 彼得、约翰、雅各还在那里争论谁为大。
That's Christians trying to love one another.
这其实基督徒常常是用这样的方式来彼此相爱。
But after Pentecost,
但是五旬节之后,
the Holy Spirit came down,
圣灵降下来,
and they discovered they were one body.
他们发现他们其实是一个身体。
Not something we have to work up, it's true.
并且不是我们需要
Jesus said, good. Now this is the one house rule. This is my new commandment. Love one another.
主耶稣就说, 在我的家中, 这是一条命, 这条命令, 新的命令, 你们要彼此相爱。
And in the Gospel of John for Christians, the most important question is,
在约翰福音里面, 对基督徒来说, 最重要的问题乃是,
Do you love me?
你是否爱我?
How many times did he say that to Peter?
他对彼得说了几次这个问题呢?
Now Peter did wrong, didn't he? He denied Jesus.
我们知道彼得确实犯了那个错, 他否认耶稣。
Jesus said, okay, if I'm going to forgive you, I want you to swim across the Sea of Galilee three times.
那主耶稣可能，你是否想象主耶稣会说， 如果你要我赦免你， 那你就在加利利海里面游三次。
No, Peter, I give you a much tougher command. Do you love me?
但是的, 主耶稣其实给了他一个更难的任务, 就是问了他, 你是否爱我?
And he meant, do you agape me?
并且他说, 你是否以神的爱爱我?
And what did Peter say?
彼得说什么呢?
He said, yeah, you know I'm your friend.
彼得,
he couldn't say agape.
彼得他就说, 你知道我好像朋友一样那种有爱的爱你, 他不敢说神的爱。
But Jesus kept saying, do you love me?
但是神还是这样的说, 你是否爱我?
And he came this close to Peter, he said, do you love me?
并且他好像凑得离彼得这样的近来问他这个问题, 说, 你是否爱我?
And the love of Jesus entered into his heart.
你是否爱我? 是从你们心里发出的。
When he writes in his letter, 1 Peter, every time he talks about loving Jesus, he uses the word agape.
之后我们看见, 当彼得讲, 在写彼得书信的时候, 他每次提到神的爱, 他都是用神, 他讲的爱都是用神的爱。
So Jesus needs to get this close to us.
现在看到耶稣需要离我们这样的近,
for us to receive agape today.
让我们今天能够得着这个属神的爱。
Now, it's very interesting. There's a very interesting truth here.
这里有一个很有意思的真理。
We know one another. We've been around for a while.
我们都已经一同聚会很多的日子, 我们彼此也都熟悉。
Now, would you agree with me about this?
那你是否会同意我这么说?
You can always tell who's been touched by the Lord today when we gather together.
就是每次我们聚会的时候, 你会发现那些今天被神所摸着的人。
Because their worship or their prayers is an overflow.
因为他们的敬拜, 他们的祷告是一个从里面满出来的。
Now there's some people who come, but they haven't been touched.
有些人一次一次的来, 但是他们没有被神摸着。
Now they still know how to pray.
他们也知道怎么祷告。
Maybe it's a little bit mental.
可能在他们头脑里面知道。
But if they mean it, it's good, good prayer.
如果他们其实心里也是如此的祷告, 那也是一个好的祷告。
But can you tell the person who's been in the presence of the Lord?
但是你可以看到一个区别是, 有的人他们是在神的这个同在里面。
Well, some people say it's kind of a glow.
有人觉得这是一个好像一个发光一样。
But you see, there's a secret in John that I can't even begin to talk about today because I've wandered away from my message.
这其实是一个奥秘, 是约翰福音里面的奥秘, 但其实我已经时间都快用完了, 还没有讲。
So next time, I'll have to speak to you about it. Right now, just try to love one another until I tell you.
下次我会把这个奥秘告诉大家, 但这次大家就记得要彼此相爱。
No, but listen, here's the point.
我还是有一点要说。
John chapter 13, 14, 15, and 16 is how to live in the Holy of Holies of God's house.
约翰福音的13, 14, 15, 16章 乃是讲到我们如何在神的至圣所里面生活。
And we cannot live in the Holy of Holies of God's house without being filled with the Holy Spirit.
并且我们若不是被圣灵所充满, 我们不能够在这个至圣所里面过生活。
And we see in John 13, 14, 15, and 16, Jesus leading his disciples to understand who the Holy Spirit is.
然后13, 14, 15, 16章, 也是耶稣在那里教导他的门徒如何来受这个圣灵的带领。
You know, most Christians today,
今天大多数的基督徒,
they don't really know by experience the person of the Holy Spirit.
他们没有经历上来认识这一位圣灵。
They feel like maybe the Holy Spirit's a power.
他们可能以为圣灵是一个能力。
You know, in Luke, actually Luke in Gospel and in Acts, he speaks about the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们记录路加在他的福音书里面和使徒行传里面都告诉我们说圣灵有能力。
And there we see the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
也讲到圣灵的恩赐。
But John is talking about something inward.
但是约翰乃是讲到一个我们里面的。
A knowing of the person of the Holy Spirit within. And many Christians just think the Holy Spirit's an influence or a power or a force.
许多的基督徒只认识圣灵说，哦，他是有能力的，他是能够做一些事的。
We pray before we speak, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit like it's something.
像我们有时候讲到前，我们也祷告说，哦，你的圣灵在这里浇灌我们，好像圣灵是一个东西。
Well, there is a thing called the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
是的，圣灵的浇灌是一件事。
But there's a person.
但是还有一个位格。
Person many Christians don't know very well.
就是一位许多基督徒没有很认识的。
And Jesus, before he goes away, you see, with his disciples, wants them to get into the Holy of Holies, so they can continue to live the life they lived while Jesus was with them.
但是主耶稣在他离世之前，他向门徒要讲的就是要带领他们来过，借着圣灵过这个至圣所的生活，就是他在耶稣离世之后。
You see, the disciples had watched Jesus for 3.5 years.
门徒们已经在那里。 观察与跟随耶稣三年半。
And what did they notice?
他们发现了什么?
Somehow, every day, Jesus went into the Holy of Holies and spoke with his Father.
他们看到这位耶稣每天早晨起来都进到至圣所来与他的父有交通。
Whether early in the morning before it was the break of day, he went off by himself, he went into the Holy of Holies.
可能天还没破晓的时候，他上到山上，他在那里祷告的时候就说：“阿爸。”
Well, we see him there on the mount, and he's speaking with Abba Father, and he's changed into glory in the Holy of Holies. The disciples record, when he went into the Garden of Eden, to the Garden of Gethsemane, how did he survive all of the pressure of his death on the cross? In the Holy of Holies with Abba.
然后我们也记得，当主耶稣在科西玛尼园的时候，他如何承受那些重担在他身上，乃是他在至圣所里面与父有那个交通。There's
a place for a Christian to dwell, which helps them overcome all sorrow, all sickness, all the problems of this world.
有一个地方是基督徒要藏在那里的，当我们面对所有的这些忧伤。 病痛一切的问题的时候,
but it's only as we abide in Christ in the Holy of Holies
乃是我们住在耶稣基督的里面,
we can live the overcoming life. Overcoming is not fighting.
我们说得胜,
in the Holy of Holies before the Ark of the Throne
而是在至圣所里面, 在那个这个宝座前,
we look up and what do we see?
然后我们抬头看见什么?
Jesus sat down on the throne.
我们看到我们耶稣他坐在宝座上。
And whatever problem you came in there with, you find out he's finished.
无论我们那时候带进去我们什么的问题, 但是我们看到耶稣他已经成就了。
He's got the victory.
他已经得胜了。
It's done. You came with a problem. You look up to him. It's done.
你可能带着问题来到他这里，但你一抬头看见他，你就知道成了。
And when we see our lives shaped by the finished work of Jesus in the Holy of Holies, you can go then out into the outer court and live that day with a life that overflows from the source.
当我们首先在这个至圣所里面知道他已经成就了在你身上的工作之后，你就能够出到外院里面去来过我们一天的生活。
Oh, but how to get into the Holy of Holies?
我们如何进入这个至圣所?
There's the secret right there. John 13, 14, 15, 16.
那个奥秘就在约翰福音3:14-15章。
But it's 12:30, I'm not allowed to tell you anymore.
但已经时间到了12点半。
But I think, if you've read that portion, you already know. Now, I think most everybody here has experienced the agape of God. But God doesn't wish any of us to still be looking from the outside, yearning for that life on the inside.
神不愿意我们只是站在外面在那里观看, 在那里
May the Lord bring every one of us into the Holy of Holies By the work of the Holy Spirit. So this is our prayer. Maybe next time I can share. Although I'm confident the other brothers will beat me to it and share with you next time. Let's have a few prayers before we end the day.
We want to thank you that you remind us and tell us about this love of God, that if we say we love God but we hate our brothers, then we are saying a lie. But instead that we should love one another, and that this is a commandment you have given us that is not hard. That is not hard. And indeed, we want to come before this throne of grace. We look to the God of grace and truth. May you shine your light on us, that we would not walk in darkness. And may we have a teachable heart before you, that may we be the work of your hands, that you can do your work through us. May your Holy Spirit fill us. May you tell us this is the way, walk in it. And in that way, may we be a usable vessel to you to do your work and to be a blessing to others. We want to give you all glory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Old flesh still there, and Satan still bother us, give us all kind of pits, let us drop. Lord, we also, the world, temptation all the time involve us. Lord, you are the holy and the holy. We have to soak in your love. We submit to you. We humble before you. We know your precious blood daily can wash away our sin. Lord, we bow down before you. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' precious name to pray. Amen.
To show us your passionate love, we do thank you for being in our daily life. And indeed, Lord, here and there, we do experience your grace, your grace that we felt so undeserving. But there it is, Lord, you have offered to us. We thank you for, Lord, not letting us, any one of us, go, Lord. We, Lord, and even into that inner court, you're waiting to show us the Father and yourself. So, Lord, we do pray, Lord, you indeed operate in our hearts, that, Lord, you have your way, that, Lord, truly, in the end, Lord, you'll gain our hearts for yourself as well. Lord, we do, Lord, we see a bit of your love, Lord. We want to respond back in love. And we want to, Lord, be our life's response. That we love you back with our life. We pray, Lord, that you continue your work. And, Lord, remove all the hindrances in our hearts, in our life. that, Lord, you can gain each one of us, Lord, in the church. You may find satisfaction. You may indeed have that home, that, Lord, that family that you so deserve. Thank you, Lord. We pray and ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The mysteries. Thank you for showing us the mysteries of your love. Lord, we are all as a living soul in your body. Lord, we do pray that each living soul can truly experience the fullness of your love, that your glory may be manifested. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.